Hello, welcome to episode 35 of 2-Piece Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray. And we got a doozy for you.
Yeah, seriously. But first, trivia for you.
What?
That's right. I know. Looks like I need to bring this back one more time as we had an old contest guessed correctly.
Yeah.
The first person to correctly name what game this song is from was Ali, who said...
The answer to podcast number 31 is We Fit Credits Music. My friend got the game, and I accidentally clicked on credits. Just goes to show how nobody cares about those anymore.
That's correct, Ali. It is indeed from the credits in We Fit. So, Ali, send us your picture and I'll make it into a floating 2-piece start head and add you to our contest winners page, along with everybody else. But first, I think I want something to drink.
What, you're thirsty or something?
Can you order for me?
I forget what we're doing right now. What is this?
Trivia for two.
Yes, trivia for two.
Please.
This is where...
need to order. Oh my gosh, Tim.
I don't know. How does that go?
I'm setting this up. You're supposed to go, trivia for two, please.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It does go well with a chicken.
You're ordering for me. That's why I'm thirsty. I want something to drink.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me, but...
I'm sorry, waiter, give me a second. Each week, Tim and I try to stump each other on ridiculous video game trivia and determine who is currently the biggest nerd.
And Ray is the reigning champion.
Oh, yes, baby. I just totally rocked it last time.
And I don't think I have a very tough one for you this week, so you'll probably still be reigning champion, but...
All right, well, I can be a nerd a little longer. Lay it on me.
Yeah, okay. Real simple one, but I think it'd be funny if you didn't get it.
Are you ready?
Action. What color are the buttons on the Xbox 360 controller? And I'm talking about specifically the colored buttons. ABXY. Go.
See, this is torture because I know the Dreamcast ones by heart, and then they mixed them all up on the 360.
That's why I asked the question, because I know you're going to say the Dreamcast version.
Because it would make sense, like B is blue. Okay, but it's not. So, B is red. Green is A, X is blue, and Y... No, X is yellow, and Y is blue.
That is incorrect. X is blue, and Y is yellow.
Oh!
You should have stuck with your first instinct there.
Yeah.
But the A and B makes sense, because it's like, you know, stop and go, accept and cancel, you know. That's typical for A and B.
See, X should have been green, though, and then Y is yellow, B is blue.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Okay, well, whatever.
Yay, Ray got it wrong.
Delicious again, Peter.
All right, Tim, here's your question. The following music loop, available in the Jam Pack 2 Remix Tools expansion pack for Apple's music-creating software named GarageBand, was used in the soundtrack of which 2008 video game?
Well, that's it?
Just the loop, man. That loop was used in a soundtrack for which 2008 video game?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, how do you know?
Oh, it's very obvious. I mean, if you've played the game, you would know.
Well, that's the question. Have I played the game?
That is the question. Which is no, probably.
That's an impossible question. If I had to guess, I would guess something along the lines of No More Heroes.
That is correct.
Are you kidding?
I'm serious.
Wow, that was a... I'm the big nerd this week, I guess.
Right on top of that. Yep, it's right there. You can hear it. It was just a little depressing to me when I was going through all these Apple loops, just kind of looking at what there was, and I'm like, hey, that's like a big, huge, like, that's a very well-known part from the No More Heroes game. Like, mm-hmm. He just ripped this straight from a loops place, which kind of bugs me, but, you know, it's still it's cool, it worked, so. Huh. All right, Tim, you win this week.
Yay.
Wonderful!
The only reason I didn't want you to win, because I would have to go back and edit the podcast pictures that I would have to design a new, like, Tim Wins logo. Like, so oh, dang it.
You were hoping you'd win forever. And
I had, no, because I already had the tie, and then I had me winning, and it's like, okay, now I got to do Tim Wins. Then, now I'll finally be covered, but...
Until Sarah comes on the podcast and
yeah,
blows us away with her knowledge, right?
Exactly. All right, Tim, you ready to get down?
Downtown to Chinatown?
Come on, that's terrible, man. All right, here we go. It's time for a little segment we like to call Ricky Ricky Remix. Each week I dish out a video game remix favorite of mine, who it's by, and where you can grab it. Requested by listener Jackson T comes The Floodplain by Jiggin' John T, a piano performance of the Big Blue Stage from F-Zero on the SNES. Let's take a quick listen. Alright, if you'd like to add this song to your music collection, I've got a link up right now for those of you listening to the M4A version of the podcast. Otherwise, you can just head over to the ocremix.org website and track it down yourself. And that will take us to our...
Topic of the week. I thought this week we could talk briefly about the storage issues with the Wii. More on the storage solution for the Wii.
Yes, we've been over the storage problem.
We have, and we wondered when they'd come up with a solution. We knew it had to be soon, and there is a rumored fix, and I guess, Ray, you haven't heard of it yet?
I haven't heard, so this is going to be news to me.
Okay, well, first of all, I think the reason we know that there is going to be something pretty quick here, I believe there is downloadable content scheduled for...
Guitar Hero 4. Yes.
There would have to be some sort of solution by then, because those songs take up, what, like 90 megabytes a piece or something like that. So we know that there's something coming up. Well, there was an article, I believe, on Joystick that mentioned a possible solution, which was basically just a software solution, a firmware update that would allow content to be played and or read off of SD cards.
SD cards?
Yeah, like, you know, you have your SD card stuck in your Wii, and, you know, you can save your Virtual Console titles on there.
Right.
But you can't play them off of there, right?
I guess my only concern is that it would just take a little too long to load.
Well, I guess that's where the software solution comes in, I think it's decent enough, because I don't want to see some proprietary, you know, external hard drive that I can only use for my Wii and have to pay like $100 for, right?
Right.
That's kind of lame. I wouldn't do that. I also think it's not real elegant to just have your own external hard drive plugged into the back of the Wii. It's just kind of ugly, you know?
Well, they could make it look nice.
Yeah, but it's still, anything that's sitting like the... Like the Xbox 360 HD DVD player.
No, I mean, they could make it like a little triangular shape. So it's just a little extra flare on the back of the Wii.
But that's still something that you'd have to buy exclusively for the Wii. An external hard drive just for the Wii. And then now you're talking about a $350 Wii instead of a $250 Wii, you know?
Yes.
You know, everyone's got SD cards laying around. I mean, a 2-gig SD card costs like $10 these days. So
seriously?
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You know, that quadruples, that's 4 times the space you have on the Wii itself, right? So I think that'll last you a while, and if you had to get a 4-gig or a couple 2 gigs, not a big deal. It's like switching out a memory card, you know? I think that would go a long ways in a solution for this generation for the Wii, I think. You know, the Wii 2 is going to have some sort of internal hard drive So it doesn't have that speed issue maybe for reading the data. But I think that could work. So I guess we'll see what happens. But what are your thoughts on that, Ray?
Well, I hope they never call it Wii 2. Let me say that.
That, yeah, I don't know what they're going to call it, but...
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind it being able to read off your SD card. I honestly wouldn't mind buying a hard drive for the back as well. I mean, if it was cheap enough, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
But I still have concerns about just the speed. I mean, just copying files to an SD card takes forever.
I know, it's terrible.
And so the idea of using that as your source of getting information seems like a bad idea. But hopefully, I guess I just hope there is some kind of a storage solution, which I believe there will be, you know, based on the Guitar Hero stuff, so...
Yeah, the rumor is that there'll be something revealed at E3, and us geeks in Otaku can be satisfied, right?
I hope that's what they call it, too. The Otaku hard drive. No one's going to immediately know what that is unless...
We need to make a rejected Wii Channels 3 and have a Geeks in Otaku channel. Extra storage space.
Oh, boy. And, you know, by the way, last week we were talking about what games are we looking forward to that have taken a long time to get out.
Mm-hmm.
With our comic this week, my brother helped me realize Spore is one of those games.
You're looking forward to Spore?
I mean, not me personally, but
Spore is
huge. I mean, they've been working on that for years, obviously.
Yeah.
So that is one of those games that we're still waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Although technically it's more on the computer.
What do you mean? There's a DS
gonna be
version.
It's going to be for everything still. but I like to think it was made for the computer first, I guess. It seems like that would be your console or your platform of choice.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, that'll segue us right into Comic Talk, where we did not much of a stretch comic.
Mm-hmm.
And this comic was a little bit of a mess for me. Only because of a few reasons, all of which were Tim, basically.
Yes, it's all my fault.
I mean, we had thrown around some ideas about, like, what if you tried making a me of yourself in Spore, and then, like, I make, like... this Sonic monstrosity in Spore, where I combine all these characters. And so I basically thought, okay, well, I know I need to be making the monster, the Sonic monster, so I'll do that and we'll fill in the rest. But where were you? Where did you go?
I went on vacation for a few days, and, well, I did like the idea of having Tim create Tim Me, his Me character, in Spore. And it would turn out to be this mutated-looking thing, and of course you'd be very upset by the whole ordeal. You kind of mentioned that you weren't really sure where to go with or how to draw that, what that might look like.
Right.
And we kind of just ended up with just the Sonic character.
Yeah. Basically, over time, it was like I couldn't really get a hold of Tim, and it was coming down to the wire. And I'm like, well, I'll do what I have with this one at least. And so I kind of decided to play off as like, oh, the Sega creature creator instead of me making something in Spore. It was like Sega's own program that they use to make new Sonic characters, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is what would happen if you know someone like me got And then I was like, well, maybe if we made it a joke, we're like. You know, within 5 minutes of me putting this on the internet, someone already draws porn of the creature. You know, like sorry.
Don't give anybody any ideas, please.
It would have been me, probably, but no.
Right.
The fun part for me was trying to cram as many characters in as I could, and I didn't have to go looking for characters. I had them all in my mind, but it was like, okay, which ones can I use and where? And so I started doing like the okay, we got like goggles and sunglasses, and I felt like I could have probably done more with the lower body, but the way it was angled and everything, I'm like, okay, this is about right. And
once I knew you were doing that, I had to mention that for people like me that don't know everything and you know about Sonic, it would be great to put a little poster together with all the references, like the answer key, you know.
Right.
And that for me was more fun than the comic because I got to actually look at each detail and see that it really did stem from character where I never would have seen any of that detail before. So that was
part of the thing is I wanted to use both well-known Sonic characters and very abstract ones too that you don't see very often, mm-hmm. like Emeril and Tikal, and so the problem then that I ran into is, well, some people could look at the comic and they'll just be like, I don't know what this even is. Like, if there's right. so much going on, I don't know what's going, you know, what this character even is supposed to be. So I stuck with using Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails as, like, the main thing. So you'll notice, like, Tails is really obvious, Knuckles is really obvious, Sonic's really obvious. And then you can kind of fill in the rest, you know. You have Silver, he's more recognizable now. So basically you can kind of get the gist for people who really don't follow Sonic very well. They know exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I think that paid off just about right.
Yeah.
So for every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different.
There's a lot of fun comments going back and forth about the monstrosity, and Stevo's said, "Yeah, I wouldn't mind playing as that in the next Sonic game. It can also be your next Sonic character to mention instead of Black Doom," which is true. We didn't give it a name, but.
I think Sonic Monstrosity.
That works. And then
although after seeing the Incredible Hulk, we could call it the Abomination.
The Abomination, right. Well, VF Droid shot back, maybe they should have done that instead of Where Sonic, which Steve-O's thought wasn't such a bad idea because he actually photoshopped Ray's character into the one shot we do have of Where Sonic, which
you can see the image here on the podcast right now. Yeah, I thought that was great when I saw
that. That worked well. That was really funny. So
it actually fit really well.
Yeah, because the angle really was worked. Right. It was great. Maybe you did that subconsciously. That's your 26th character reference. Was the yeah. the pose? The pose was Where Sonic.
Yeah, maybe you know it's like. Maybe if he would have just darkened it a little more instead of, you know, they made it look like it was in the shadows a little more. It would have been a little glowing eyes or something.
But, yeah, that was fun, so thanks, guys.
I was really impressed by all the people who were guessing all the characters, by the way.
Oh,
That was pretty insane, people. Like, I thought I was the freak, and he
makes
was
you feel
going,
a little better there, huh?
This person, but no one guessed Tikal, and that was the one I was thinking about giving away at first because I'm like, I feel like the Tikal one, where basically the blue bracelets next to a Knuckles fist, that's from Tikal the Echidna, and I'm like, I don't think anyone's gonna even notice that, and so I was thinking about maybe saying in my blurb like, oh, you know, I'll give you one. You know, Tikal, but I never did it, and no one got around to it. So it was nice that no one was actually able to guess all of them. But right. You guys did get pretty freaking close. I was a little worried.
And they weren't just like random guesses of the characters they knew. Like a bunch of them mentioned, oh, I see this part. You know,
yes,
this part of this character. Yeah.
Just the fact that people could name Emeril's arm surprised me. Like that was surprising. And that's not really something that you can easily Google either, right? I mean, you have to have at least some kind of idea about what the character's name is, or, you know.
It would take quite a while to Wikipedia all the...
Right, so, I mean, for the people who figure out who Duck, you know, like, oh, Duck the Bean, Bean the Duck, those were his legs. You know, it's like, yep, you know, they had to kind of maybe go look that up, but they knew where to start looking, I guess, so...
You do know that if Sega hears this podcast, they are going to make a Bean character named Duck. They're like, oh, we have Bean the Duck, now we need Duck the Bean.
He'll be like the new helper character in Sonic right. Unleashed. He'll run around like, hey,
he'll just
Sonic!
Bounce around.
Press A to jump. All right. Oh, it's sad, but it's so true. All right. My suggestion goes to Isaac the Frost, who said, "Bwahaha, call me out. I, too, have been lurking the proverbial shadow since, I think, the first or second comic. I suppose now I must summon the courage to join you commenting folk."
Yeah, if we have many more people emerging from the shadows, we're going to have to get a form up there or something, huh, Ray?
No, do not speak of those words.
You're really against this idea, huh?
It's you know what's great is it's not really in my hands. That's not really my problem.
Yep,
I feel it as like, you know, Tim's the web guy. If he wants to do a forum, he can do it. Go for it. But like, you know, if we had a forum, would we be on there commenting too?
I would say rarely. I would say if people want us involved, they would leave comments for the specific comics and stuff, you know?
Right.
And it would be something that I think would grow to a point where you and I couldn't be looking at every single forum post, you know?
Right.
But we would still be checking the comments because that's more directed at us. So, yeah, it's something I'm thinking of. I'd like to add sooner than later, hopefully, if you guys want it. But I think it's been asked enough times that we should take a look at it. So
that's what I love about Tim is, like, there could be, like, one person mentioned.
Yeah.
Like, the most random idea. And Tim's like, you know, the people in the comments were talking about doing this. And I'm like, you mean that one dude who just said this one thing one time?
Okay,
like,
but this isn't a one-time thing, though.
You take this it so, been, like...
It's been brought up a lot. And actually, you know, this week I did mention it to Ray this week. But I actually, to be honest, I was thinking about it and I was looking into it. And then, like, immediately after somebody posted something, I'm like, okay, I gotta say something to Ray, because I was literally looking up solutions for us when that comment came in. Because I saw so many random comments, I'm like, oh, I don't want to, you know, force everybody to use the current comics comment section, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, I take your suggestions very seriously.
Well, you know what's just as evil as message boards?
Little tiny infants?
No. I'll give you a hint. It's the most haunted segment on this program.
Would that be the Abomination Award?
The Sonic Monstrosity Award. No, the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Black Doom.
Well, I got a good one this week.
Unlike the last 34 weeks?
Yes, this one's actually good for once. No, you know, you get more complaints about your Black Dooms than I do about mine, so I think I'm,
That's because mine are controversial, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
I get on the edge.
Ray, what's more controversial than politics? Which, my comment...
Someone's going to mention... Hey, you guys should have a politics section of your website where we can discuss politics. And you'll be like,
and
hey,
I'm
going
to be like, Ray, we need to do that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people asking for this politics thing.
Well, anyhow.
The answer is no, by the way.
The answer is no, we're not going to do that. But on GamePolitics.com and also on Joystick, they posted an article about a John McCain presidential advertisement which used a piece of music from Medal of Honor European Assault.
That's right.
No big deal, right? They got the rights to use this piece of music from EA, who owns the Medal of Honor franchise and everything associated with it. But the composer of the piece came out and made a big uproar about it. He is an Obama supporter, and he did not appreciate the use of his song in the ad. And it's really funny to me what he says. He says that the McCain campaign did nothing illegal. I do think, however, that they should have checked to see if the creators of the content that they're using to promote their views are in fact in sync with them. And he goes on to, he writes all this other stuff, and then in the end he says, I'm dismayed that my music has been used to promote his platform, and even more disappointed that a candidate claims to be the best voice for American entrepreneurs and business owners in this troubled economy so flagrantly ignored the most basic values and tenets of copyright and intellectual property. Okay, first of all, he just said they did nothing illegal, right? And yet, somehow he ignored the basic values and tenets of copyright and intellectual property. And
you
then
mean
he
by
says,
asking?
By getting permission from the owners of the piece? How dare he? And he goes on to say, what I ask, does such an action or oversight say about Mr. McCain's regard for the intrinsic value of American products, services, or creations? Where does the line get drawn? Is it reasonable to use my music to sell tobacco, alcohol, or pornographic materials? Is it reasonable to use it to promote a religion in which I do not believe? Is it legal? Yes, perhaps. Is it ethical? I don't believe so. Is it American? Definitely not by my standards. Okay, first of all, it's totally American because we are a capitalistic society. Don't go saying, like, somehow it goes from legal to ethical to American. Like, Americans, this you know, higher than ethical standard, you know? And that, you know, I may not agree with McCain on everything, but you can't knock the guy for getting permission from the owners of the piece and then using it after getting that permission. And this guy's getting royalties for his art, you know, his piece of music that he wrote. To come out and complain like this is just so over the top. It's like saying, how dare he film this commercial without checking to see if the creator of the lens of the camera that they used was actually a John McCain supporter. Like, no, he doesn't have to make sure. He just has to, you know, rent the equipment or get the permission, you know. You can only go so far with, you know, making sure people agree with you. And that was a little ridiculous. He did end his statement by saying that as an artist, business owner, and patriot, I proudly support Senator Barack Obama for the presidency of the United States of America. And it almost sounds like the whole point of this was to be a political ad himself.
My Black Doom Award goes to the trivia team at Nintendo. Here's what Nintendo said. To celebrate the release of one of the Wii games of the year, Nintendo is offering 5 readers the chance to win a copy of Super Smash Bros. Brawl. To be in the mix, just answer the following question. Are you ready, Tim?
I'm ready.
Super Smash Bros. Brawl marks the first appearance of which legendary video game character in a Nintendo-published game? Is it A, Benny the Badger, B, Sonic the Hedgehog, or C, Eddie the Elephant?
Wow. Anybody that doesn't know it's Eddie the Elephant is just...
And that's what I put.
That was the best secret... Oh, we shouldn't say that. I don't think Brawl's out.
Spoilers! Spoilers! Eddie the Elephant.
Where is Brawl not out yet, by the way? Africa or what?
No, I think the UK... No. Yeah, the UK.
Oh, they're still not... Oh, wow.
And Australia, I think, too.
No big loss. It's not that good.
I guess, you know, here's the question, though, is... Did McCain get the rights from Eddie the Elephant to use him as a symbol for his presidential campaign?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'd like to know. How dare the GOP? Well, that is a pretty sad piece of trivia, because if Nintendo is so delusional as to think that Sonic's a minor enough character to be mixed up with Eddie the Elephant...
Benny the Badger.
And Benny the Badger? What the heck? That's...
Maybe they're all Sonic characters, we just don't know it.
Yeah, hey, look up Benny the Badger. Maybe that's really a character. Oh, boy.
All right, well, that'll do it for this edition of Two Piece Starts Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast. Just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
By the way,